Dub Nation, you're listening to the Warriors Post Up with the voice of the Warriors, Tim Roy.
Well, here at Denver, the Warriors lose 129-104. They had a chance in this game early in the second quarter. Golden State, after trailing 32-21 in the first, it looked like it could have been a long night from the very beginning. But Golden State went on a 10-0 run. They cut it to a one-point game. But ever since that moment, it was all Denver's contest. Nikola Jokic would finish with 26 points, 9 assists, 9 rebounds, 23, and 8 assists for Jamal Murray, who, again, I think he's one of the more underrated players in the league. 18 for Aaron Gordon, who continues to excel against his Bay Area team. 16 off the bench for Jonas Valanciunas. And I got to tell you, that's a really important 16. When he was on the floor, the Nuggets outscored the Warriors by 6 points. Anytime that happens for Denver, they outscore the opposition. When he's on the floor, that's a huge win for them because Jokic is so good. The other teams have to make up ground when he's off the floor. And 12 points for Christian Brown, who had 7 rebounds and 4 assists to boot. For Golden State, Draymond Green was 17, a season-high 5 threes, 16 for Jimmy Butler the third, and 14 off the bench for Quinton Post, 10 for Pat Spencer. He had 6 rebounds and 5 assists. And Will Richard again, impressive. 12 points, 3 rebounds, 2 assists for the rookie from Florida. But a tough night for a couple of the mainstays for Golden State. Jonathan Kuminga, Brandon Pajamski, and Moses Moody combined for 7 of 29 from the floor. You know, you could live with one guy having a bad night of that trio, maybe even two if you have Steph Curry. But without Steph, you can't live with all three, and that's just the way it is. Some nights the shots are going to go in. Some nights the shots aren't going to go in. I thought Denver had a pretty good defensive game plan. The Warriors saw a lot of bodies. So what I mean by that is when they would make penetration, there would be bodies in held position. So I thought their defensive game plan was really good and executed very well. And that's another reason why Denver now 6-2 on the season. They're 5-0 here. You know, their test will be when they get a bunch of road games like the Warriors are getting right now to see how it goes. Golden State will come back home to take on Indiana on Sunday. Now, coming up in a little bit, Mark Grandy will have that. And when 95.7 The Game, our flagship station, takes over with their post-game show. So stay tuned for that. And as we had told you before, the Warriors Community Foundation recently hitting over $50 million in community impact and making the Bay Area an even better place to live. Well, the Warriors will, again, chalk this one up and move on and get ready for Indiana on Sunday night.